Hi, good morning, church. Good morning, SP. This is Ernie sharing the devotion for CMP this Saturday morning. So let's start in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful morning. We thank you, God, that we could come, Lord God, with confidence in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for the whole night of rest, protection, mighty hands, Lord, and your eyes watching over us while we are sleeping. And today, Lord God, this morning, I would like to honor you, to glorify you, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, to exalt you, Lord God, by just knowing, understanding, and receiving your wonderful word today, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your revelation. Thank you for the understanding, oh Lord God, that you're going to give us today, Lord, in this devotion in Jesus' name. So let's open our Bible in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19 to 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 23. I'll be reading in the New Century Version. So, brethren and sisters, we are completely free to enter the most holy place without fear because of the blood of Jesus' death. So we can enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened for us. It leads to the curtain, Christ's body. And since we have a great priest over God's house, let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. Because we have been made free from the guilty of conscience, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold firmly to the hope that we have confessed, because we can trust God to do what He promised. Praise the reading of the word of the Lord of God. Amen. Amen. So we are looking now in this text in the Hebrews chapter 10, wherein it mentioned that we are completely too free to enter to the most holy place without fear, and because of the blood of Jesus' death. So what is the meaning of this? What is the author of the Hebrews referring to the most holy place that we can now enter freely without fear? And he said in verse 20 that we can enter through a new and living way. So he's mentioning about a holy place that, you know, people would come and people would come and then freely with confidence in the Lord, our God, to this holy place. The Hebrew is pertaining about the Old Testament, you know, requirements of the Lord in coming to Him, which is given it way back in the Exodus, when the people of Israelites and Moses is in the wilderness, you know, traveling and journey going to the promised land. And here, Moses, the Lord our God, is speaking to Moses. And then he is giving a requirements, which is can be found in Exodus chapter 8, Exodus chapter 1, 25 to 30, which we can read in verse 1, 8 to 9. He said, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show you." that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the furnishing. Just as you furnishing, just as you shall make it. So this is the instruction of God to Moses that they're going to build a tabernacle, or sometimes it's called also a tent meeting, wherein God will going to meet Moses and speak and get to him and give instruction for the people of God. Now, the tabernacle, the original word is Mishkan, meaning it is a residence or a dwelling place, also known as the tent making, a tent of meeting. It was a portable and earthly dwelling place of Yahweh used by the Israelites from Exodus until the conquest of Canaan, promised land. Now in here, in this portable tabernacle, which is also tent meeting, God instruct them to bring their offering into this place. Now, we have a quick illustration of this tabernacle. God gave the exact detail on how Moses was going to build it. There will be an outer court, an inner court, and there will be the Holy of Holies. Now, the holy place is what this author of the Hebrew is referring to. It is in the tabernacle. And then, here every year, or when the people come and offer sacrifices, God gave an, a specific instruction on how they can offer the sacrifices. And we can find that sacrifices in Leviticus chapter 1 to 8. If I'm going to go into brief and briefly what those offerings are. First is there's a burnt offering wherein God, this is in Leviticus chapter 1, the Lord God Moses and the Lord God called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering, your livestock from the earth and from the flock. This is an offering, a voluntary act of worship, of offering. It is a devotion and it is a commitment. It is a very specific that it should be male and it should be as either bull or ram or bird, and it should be unblemished. The other one is recalled grain offering, which is in Leviticus chapter 2, when it said that verse 2, when anyone brings a grain offering as an offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour. He shall be shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it and bring it Aaron's sons and priests, and he shall take from it handful of the fine flour. This grain offering is a fruit of the field, and this is offered as a form of cake or a baked bread made of grain, fine flour, and oil and salt to express their thanksgiving and recognition to God. Other one is the peace offering. It is in Leviticus chapter 3. If his offering is acceptable, a peace offering, if he is offered an animal from a herd, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall by his hand on it, he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall throw the blood against the sides of the altar. This is should be an unblemished animal from the worshippers' herd and various grain of bread. This was a sacrifice, thanksgiving, and a fellowship followed by shared meal. The other one also next is the sin offering. It's to atone for sin and cleanse from defilement. Young bull and male goat, female goat, and the pigeon or ephah or fine flour are they using for this sin offering. That can be found in Leviticus chapter 4. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, if anyone sins intentionally in any of the Lord's commandment about things not to be done, and does not one of them, if it is the anointing priest who sins, thus bringing guilt on the people, then he shall offer the sin that he has committed, a bull from the herd without blemish to the Lord from the sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the entrance of the tent and meeting before the Lord, and they lay his hand on the head of the bull, and they kill before the Lord. And the other one is trespass offering. Atonement, intention, sin that required reimbursement to an offended party, and also as cleansing from defiling sin or physical maladies. This is in Leviticus chapter 14. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, if anyone commits breach of faith and sins unintentionally in any of those holy things of the Lord, he shall bring to the Lord in his compensation a ram without blemish out of the flock, followed in silver shekels according to the shekels of the sanctuary or for the guilt offering. So this was the offering that the Israelites are doing in the tent or to please God, or to ask forgiveness and his offering. Now, this offering is being done in outside this outer court. In the outer court, there's an altar where they all kill all the animals that they were offering. They burn it there and they sprinkle the blood in detail on how the Lord is specifically they're going to present it. And before they present any bull offering for burnt offering or peace offering, they need to bring it in the front of the tent of meeting. Person that's going to offer so that God will approve him, at the same time bring his offering so that also God will approve his offering. And there is one offering that they have, the all Israelites or the people of the Jewish people are involved. This is yearly, should be observed and then offered as a nation. This is what we call the Day of Atonement, over is wherein the every 10th day of the seventh month, which is once a year done, that all the people were going to, the priests were going to offer an offering for the sin of the people. This is being done by one devoted priest to do the offering, wherein every year they had to present a two live goats before in the tent of meeting, in the door of the tent of meeting, and they're going to present the other one is. And then they're going to lay on hands so that God will accept their offering. And then the other one, they need to kill it as an offering. Let me read. The other one, they're going to kill it. And they were going to cast lots who's going to be the one that will be alive, and the other one will be kill it. The other one will be kill it as an offering. And the other one is, the priests were going to lay hands on the head of that goat and then confess all the sin of the Israelites, whatever the sins that they have committed the whole year, that the priest will confess it on the head of the goat and then prayed over. And then at the outside of that outer court, there is another priest that is waiting, and then they're going to bring the goat in the wilderness, so that goat will be represented that their sin had been taken away from the people of Israelites. So we can see all these kinds of offering are being done in the tabernacle that the Lord our God is giving to Moses for the people of Israelites. They could come before the Lord and have fellowship and have forgiven of sin, accept their offering of their sacrifices of thanksgiving and worship. The sacrifices in the Old Testament is pointed forward to the perfect and final sacrifices of Christ. Today, all the Christians, after the death, the sacrifice, the final sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, he is the final perfect Lamb of God, sacrifices for all of these sacrifices. He done it once and for all. This sacrifice in the Old Testament is pointed to the ultimate and final sacrifices of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. In the Old Testament, the sin is only taken away, but not forgiven. It's not forgotten. It is just every year they have to do it, that kind of sacrifices at every day of atonement. But in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ done it once and for all. There will be no more sacrifices in atoning of sin. There's no more sacrifices to be done by the people for the forgiveness of sin. Jesus done it once and for all for us. Sacrifices were shadow of the things that will come. The reality, however, is found in Christ Jesus, will be found in Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. And today, Christians recognize Christ's atoning death on the cross, the only needed sacrifices for sin offered once for all, that we found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10, verse 1 to 10, and then his death opened. It is death. Now we saw that in the old tabernacle, they have this outer court, inner court, but between the inner court and the outer court, inner court and the Holy of Holies, there is a big veil. And this is separating between the holies of holies and the holy place, where in the inner, the most holy place is wherein there is the Ark of the Covenant, and there is an ark, the two angel cherubim covering the large wings inside of holy holies, and this is the water of Hebrews is referring to, that the body of Christ is signifies that curtain that when he was crucified on the cross, it was turned, and then when after the loud voice of the Lord Jesus came, it is finished, and then the curtain torn into pieces from top to bottom. It is the body of Christ that opened up the veil, that opened up, you know, the separation between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, so that people now have the confidence to enter into this most holy place. That's why the Hebrew said that we are now entering in the free without fear. Imagine the church during the Old Testament. The people have fear to offer. They don't know if they will accept their offering or not. And they need to bring an offering before they can talk and speak. No, they can, before they can, you know, forgiven, before acknowledging and thanksgiving and praise to our God. But now, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, done it for you. Open the city, open the grace of God so that all the people could come to him in faith in Christ Jesus. So what do you mean by living way? New living way to enter is we are no longer to enter and come to our Father God by means of sacrifices, because Jesus already done it for us. Those who believe and have the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart, they could come freely. Because God already see in us the forgiveness, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covering us because of his sacrifices. But now, today, in a present time, still God, the Bible also tells us about a dwelling place wherein it is not made now of man. It's not made by the hand of man, but he's telling something that God is going to dwell in this kind of tabernacle. Now, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19, verse 20, you said that you should know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God, so you do not belong to yourself, because you were bought by God for a price. To honor with your bodies in 1 Corinthians, and also to honor your bodies in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10 to B. Now, so the temple that the Lord our God is living now, it is not a portable tent right now, but it is a living temple. It is a living temple that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. But now this this temple now is not requiring a burnt offering or animal sacrifices. For he said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, he says, through him, therefore, let us all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgivings, which is your fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confesses and glorify his name. This tabernacle is not now to offer sacrifices, but to offer God thanksgiving and praises unto our God. But still God are requiring an unblemished offering. He is requiring a pure and true thanksgiving and sacrifices unto us. He is requiring we can only offer a thanksgiving and praises unto God that is pure into our hearts. He said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I appeal to you, brethren, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. This body, this tabernacle, is not made of man, made of God. This temple that God are dwelling, it is to be made as a living sacrifice of thanksgiving, of praises, and worship of God, living an offering of sacrifices, of serving his church, loving his church, reaching out his church. This living sacrifices is an offering of sacrifices and thanksgiving to God. Now, also this body cannot offer an unblemished sacrifices if there is sin in us. If there is, you know, if we use this temple for criticizing, wrong criticizing, for gossip, from judging other people, this temple cannot be an acceptable offering if we uses this, or if we put a blemished things or something that defile this body. And this will not be an acceptable offering to our gods. The same thing, church, in the Old Testament, is an animal sacrifice, unblemished, but now it is our body, it is a living us to be an offering sacrifices holy unto God, because this is the tabernacle that is the Holy Spirit, our God is dwelling. That is why we need to keep this body unblemished so that it can be offered and as sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving to our God. There should be no self or righteousness. There should be no bitterness. There should be no unforgiveness or self agenda in these sacrifices, because God has already done. The Lord Jesus already done. All we need to do is offer this living body, our body, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We need to continue. This is what the Lord requires today as our sacrifices. Offer our body holy as a living sacrifices unto our God. Believers, Christ in Jesus, these ultimate sacrifices God gave, that the ultimate sacrifice that we should give is our thanksgiving and praises as an offering to our God. And it is when we offer our body, it should not be, oh, I offer this part of my time, I offer this part of my eyes and my nose. No, when we offer, it should be the whole of our body offering as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. We should not offer anything that tainted by fault finding or gossip, personal agenda, self-gratification, or anything, because these things makes this offering our body as an acceptable sacrifices unto the Lord. And then said that, come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. We can draw near to God in a way never available someone under the old covenant. It's the work of Jesus that makes us available to draw near in a full assurance faith. Sincere heart means come with a true heart. come with an open, because God sees our heart. God is look us in our heart. God is, you know, is concerned in our heart. That's why when we come to Him, it should be Lord. It should be a clean heart and a sinful heart before the Lord. Confess your sin, everything before offering sacrifices of thanksgiving unto God. With a sure faith, with the confidence that Jesus done the ultimate sacrifices. You cannot sacrifice anything to cleanse us. He already done it in the cross by His precious blood. God requires of us today to offer our living bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, and by thanksgiving, offering thanksgiving, praises, and worship unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as we prepare our heart in worship and prayer, let's come before the Lord. Let's try to reflect how precious is our body is. The Lord made this body as His temple. It dwells in it. It dwells in this body. Let us pray and try to reflect. What are we doing for this body? Are we offering a sacrifice of praise? Are we bringing this body in the place where it can be defiled? Is this body is living and holy sacrifices or not? It's time for us to think about it and let the Holy Spirit speak to us and ask forgiveness. One way or another, you defile this temple wherein the Holy Spirit is dwelling. As you come to the worship today, continue to be, speak to the Lord, talk to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise and glory and be yours forevermore. Praise untainted, praise unfading, be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore. Unbroken grace, be yours, God, forever. All my praise, be yours, God, forever. Don't take this life. Let it become your throne. Unbroken grace, be yours. My surrender, my devotion, be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore, my surrender. My surrender, my devotion. Be yours forevermore. Be yours forevermore. Unbroken praise, be yours, God, forever. All my praise, be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become yours.
throne, unbroken praise be yours, unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne, unbroken praise be yours. So let my deeds outrun my words, let my life outweigh my song. No, let my deeds outrun my words, let my life outweigh my song, sky. Let my deeds outrun my words, let my life outweigh my song. Yes, Jesus, let my deeds outrun my words, let my life outweigh my song. Unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken praise be yours, unbroken praise be yours, God, forever. All my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life, let it become your throne. Unbroken praise be yours. Unbroken praise be yours. Unbroken praise be yours. Unbroken praise.
Jesus, broken praise be yours, Lord. Let our Lord God, our body be as a living, holy, and sacrifices unto the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just giving us, O Lord God, a privilege, O Lord God, this opportunity, O God, to offer, Lord, our body to come before you with boldness, Father God, with a sincere heart, with purity, O Lord God, through Christ Jesus by his blood. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for sometimes, Lord, you we offered, O Lord God.
This meeting has been recorded.
Offering sometimes, Lord, our body in a not proper way, God, in bringing, O Lord God, this body, Lord God, for that can defile, Lord God, this offering. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and grace, Lord God. Up to the blood of Jesus Christ, that we could come to offer, Lord God, a living in holy sacrifices, not in our own righteousness, not in our own our might, but in all because of the Lord Jesus Christ alone that is done in the cross of the Lord. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Let's go to our prayer today. So let's lift up our community, those who are battling cancer, and those who are undergoing chemo radiation and therapy and surgery. Let's pray for the goodness of the Lord. Let's pray for their faith to arise and a miracle in their life. Let us pray. Also lift up our brothers and sisters, those who are suffering illness and also need a salvation from the Lord. So let's pray for a change of heart, and that when they hear the truth and the gospel of the Lord Jesus, that they were going to receive it by faith and just receive salvation from the Lord. And let them see that whatever their situation right now is, see God is at work, that they are all have hope in Christ Jesus. So Lord God, we thank you, Lord. So let's also lift up those who are suffering infirmities. The word of the Lord said that by his strife, by my strife, the Lord just said, you are healed. So continue to declare that God is still in control, that he's awesome, that he is continue healing every disease and every infirmities. Let's also lift up those who are looking for a job and praying that God is always in perfect timing. God is so gracious that he can open a new door of opportunity for them. Opportunity that is so wonderful. God prepared for them in perfect time. And while waiting, pray for faith to arise upon their heart and provision is provision. Thank you, Lord. Next slide, please. So let's pray for our main focus today. Mission focus. Let's pray for the USA, SPNY, Ruth, Jess, and Kelly. Let's pray for North Korea. Open doors for my ministry and missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, and pray for the persecuted churches in the Middle East. Let's lift them up in our prayers. No way, in a perfect timing, Lord. Opening of ministry, we are, Lord, even, oh Lord God, for other places, Lord, still, Lord God, to the rich of the gospel. Thank you, for just preparing the way, oh Lord God, of your gospel in this place. Lord God, to be used to partner of Lord God, ministry of mission. Thank you for this opportunity. This church is persecuted over. For your peace. Faith in your eyes, your joy, covering and protection. Thank you, Lord God, for the impossible kingdoms of victorious even in the time and place, God, making them invincible, invisible to the eyes of the enemies. Thank you, Lord God, this peace and joy in the heart, strength and safety. Let's also pray for SP. On our weekend gathering, both in person or in online, our Sunday service, worship, hospitality, SP Youth, Spin and Spill, services and activities, classes in all meetings, migrant workers, well, and SP kids. Let's lift them up. Let's pray. Start with Lord God. Make Lord God every Sunday. Beautiful. So lift up all the pregnant women in our church. Let's lift up Caitlin, Jade, Amanda, Cecilia, Angela, and others. Let's pray for the covering protection and good health for the mom and the babies, and also for the fathers. Let's pray. Let's God, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the fruit of thy womb, O Lord God, of every womb. It's your God that you gave all of this wonderful blessing. Pray God for the good. Pray God for the baby and covering protection. Thank you for your peace and joy. Thank you, Lord God, for smooth pregnant seas, oh God, and even smooth deliveries, Father God. Thank you for your joy and peace in your heart. Thank you. So lift up the house church that we're going to gather today. Let's lift up Bowen, Hollywood, Kings Court, Mawan, and Southside. We have a wonderful fellowship and Thanksgiving as well. God-centered, Jesus-centered fellowship and giving thanks and praises together for the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for all these house churches, God, that you have called, Lord God, to worship, to honor you, to go deeper in your word. Thank you, God, for every house to offer. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your mighty presence, Father God, that dwells, oh Lord God, in that place, dwell in every heart's man, Lord God, as they come, Lord God. They are one part of your body, Lord God, honoring the head of the body, oh Lord God, and serving the body, the honor and glory of the head, the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for the Spirit, leading us, leading all the meeting, house church meeting today, oh God, that we come in blessed and we go out blessed. We thank you, Father. So let us pray. Yes, Father God, we thank you for your wonderful, for you are so wonderful, awesome, and great God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have done at the cross, Lord God, that we are no longer offering yearly, day after day, animal sacrifices. But because of what you have done, Lord, once and for all, you have received forgiveness. You fulfill the sacrifices, oh Lord God, that is required for every man to be accepted by you because of what you've done, Lord Jesus. And it's a prayer, Father God, that many will come into this knowledge and understanding and faith, oh Lord God, so that they will also accepted whatever they are offering. But not all offering to be are accepted. Because if it is unblemished, if it is blemished, if it is not the Lord Jesus Christ in them, who is also the one who is giving us the what to offer, the enablement to offer, oh God, because we cannot offer anything without you giving us, oh Lord God, because it is only by you, Lord Jesus, that we can offer our praises and thanksgiving. It is only by your righteousness, Lord Jesus, that this body become holy in a living sacrifices because of what you have done, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to keep this tabernacle, this tent, Lord God, holy, oh Lord God, so that our offering of sacrifices is holy and acceptable. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for continue guiding us. Thank you for teaching us to be pure, guiding us to be pure, oh Lord God. And most of all, you are the one who's doing us pure as you continue to abide in your word, oh Lord God. So we bless you, we honor you, God. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, you're giving us understanding, oh Lord God, of your word. We honor you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless church and see you again next Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend.